Chapter 4. The Worm Spaghetti. The next day, Mrs. Twit was very angry with Mr. Twit. "He put that frog in my bed," she thought. "I must do something to him now." She quietly went into the garden and she found some worms. She chose some big, long worms and she carried them into the house under her sweater. At 1 o'clock, Mrs. Twit cooked spaghetti for lunch. She put the worms on Mr. Twit's spaghetti. Then she put cheese and tomatoes on the worms. Mrs. Twit gave Mr. Twit his lunch.
"My spaghetti is moving," Mr. Twit said.
"It's new spaghetti," Mrs. Twit told him. And she began to eat her lunch. "It's nice. Eat it quickly because it's getting cold," she said. Mr. Twit started eating, and now there were lots of tomatoes in his beard. Mrs. Twit watched him, and she smiled. He put more and more worm spaghetti into his mouth.
"It's not as good as normal spaghetti," he said.
"I like it," Mrs. Twit said.
"I don't like it," Mr. Twit said. "It's strange. Don't buy it again."
Mrs. Twit waited until Mr. Twit finished his lunch. Then Mrs. Twit said, "Can I tell you something about your lunch?"
"What is it?"
Mr. Twit said. "Why did your spaghetti move?" asked Mrs. Twit.
"I don't know,"
Mr. Twit answered. Mrs. Twit looked at Mr. Twit with a big smile on her face.
"It was worms!"
she said happily.
"You ate worms!"